Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. This is not a sales call, and we're doing a survey and like on issues facing your area today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So we're not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Am I speaking with Tasha Moreno?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and are you comfortable speaking English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Before we begin, I need to know that if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others? Are you in a safe place?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
What do you think?
Okay. Are you registered to vote at your home in New Mexico?
Oh, yes,
Okay. And in which county are you registered to vote? Bernalino, Catron, Chavez, Ebola, Doña Ana, Eddie, Grant, Hidalgo, Leah, Luna, McKinley, Luna, okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or a political blog, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
87.
Okay, thank you. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school, like from 1 to 8, some high school, graduate high school, technical vocational school, some college, graduate college, post-graduated?
11th grade.
Some high schools from 9 to 11th.
Let's do from 9 to 11.
9 to 11. Okay. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm actually just Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, but you have Spanish origins, Latino origins?
No, through marriage.
Okay. Okay. Now, in thinking about the upcoming November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and all their offices, how likely would you say that you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely?
Oh, very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
The Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job of Kamala Harris is doing as a vice president? Are you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, changing the topics for the moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you are a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, you just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? So, Yvette Harrell, are you strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard?
Unfavorable. Yeah, it's kind of in between.
Strongly,
the one in between. Strongly.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I think it's probably about let's
somewhat.
See. Yeah, like
strongly
about the one before.
Favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, okay. Strongly unfavorable.
About somewhat favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden, strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Let's do the one, we'll do the one like about in the middle.
Like somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah. Somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Thank you. Kamala Harris, strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard.
Strongly unfavorable. Strongly unfavorable. Yeah.
Okay. And Gabe Vasquez, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, and no opinion, never heard of.
Never really heard about him or had opinion. So probably no opinion. I mean,
no
I just
opinion.
Didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and which of the following issues, areas, would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be the environment and climate change, the inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, the economy and jobs, illegal immigration and border security, abortion, protecting democracy, taxes, social security and Medicare, healthcare, crime and drugs, national security and foreign affairs, government spending and the debt, and education? You can choose one or two.
Oh, inflation.
Inflation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And next question, and thinking again about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in the elections for U.S., for President U.S., Senate U.S., Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, which 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and then and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any numbers between 1 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Which one, I mean, that you will, which one you will rate, like from 1, which means that you don't have interest in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, or 10 that you are interested in the elections for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. and Congress, or other offices?
Yes, number 10.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking that some more about this year's November election. As you might have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race, right, and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, Jill Stein, Green Party? From which one you will choose?
It will be Trump.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican? Which one you would choose?
Oh, God. I don't want any of them. I know I'm gonna have to go ahead and vote, so it'll have to be Yvette Harrell.
Yvette Harrell, is that definitely or probably?
Definitely, I'll have to.
Okay. Okay. Now I'd like to read some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, like Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements that you might hear in the course of the political campaign, and I read each one. Please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or it makes no difference to you to vote. So the first one is, as crossing of a southern-born rose, Gabe Vasquez called that was happening to the southern-born, a quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico. For you, it's much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our borders and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gay Vasquez vote against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities, who use much more, somewhat less, no difference.
No different.
Okay. Now, Gay Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Is that much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Oh, no, no difference.
And Gay Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico is starting, quote, to shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately. Is that much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference. And him.
Difference. Okay, just a moment. And Gay Vasquez is defund the police Democrat, who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalty on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most of the New Mexico Democrats. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, so Gay Vasquez say investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public school. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
I mean, it's important, but it's just sometimes it's all talk. I'll just put no difference either.
No. Okay. Now, Gay Vasquez vote against the parents' bill of right legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
That one sounds better. That one gives, okay. I'll probably give him a little bit more instead of no difference.
So, somewhat more or much more?
Yeah, somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. And early this year, an orange warrant was issued for Gay Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and is a member, Gay Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
Hey, what was the question again?
Yes.
I didn't quite understand that one.
The statement says that Gay Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Is that much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And Gay Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported liberal plan pushed by the environment extremists, which could cost as much like $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oils and gas industry and decimate funding for schools. Is that much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gay Vasquez has repeated back efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants, while on Las Cruces City Council, Gay Vasquez supported programs extending health care to illegal immigrants. So Vasquez also prayed a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Is that much more, somewhat less, or much less, no difference statement for you?
No difference.
Okay, and while crisis at the border has fallen, millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gay Vasquez support policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the borders. Is that much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
It's so serious that it's not going to change my, it's me voting for him, so we'll put no difference.
No difference. Okay. So, Gabe Vasquez's call for defunding the police, saying, quote, is not just about defunding the police, it's about defunding a system that privileged white people over everybody else. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, no different?
No different.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with high record, high prices at the worst border crisis in American history. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, no different?
There's a lot he's doing. It's not good.
Okay, like, so it says, which one do you choose? Much more, somewhat worse, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
Right, no difference. Well, I mean, okay. You know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay. So, Gabe Vasquez back policies and courts illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Is that much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. And now that you have heard some information, if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, from whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Yvette Harrell, Republican.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else? Are you
still
Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Not so Republican.
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah, it's all strong Republican. That's the one I have.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most of the issues? Are you very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
It's moderate. There's just a limit of everything.
Okay. And thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? You said, are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, American Indian or Alaska Native, I'm sorry, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic?
The Caucasian or was it American? The American? Yeah.
Okay, Caucasian. Okay, thank you. Are you currently single? And are you single, never married, unmarried, living with partner, married, separate, widowed? Married. Okay. And not just for statistical purposes, despite how you might feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the elections for president in November 2020? Like, did you vote for Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Gerson, Howie Hankins from Green, from which?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. So that concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and your patience. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's everything.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.